It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Cut back into him and he hit him perfectly and the ball bounced out, hit Sandersfeld, and then there was about two or three great blocks by some young football players and we ended up scoring a touchdown, which created a huge, huge momentum. That when you go back and you watch film, you know, I guess the first thing he shows is that, you know, it's never as bad as you think it is and it's never as good as you think it is. But, you know, the main takeaway was we played really well in the second half against a top team.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Jay Long Show on Tuesday nights here on WQ Country. The head coach joins us and we talk CSC football and reflect on the game from the past weekend, look ahead and get some team insights. So, Coach, glad to have you inside the studio once again for us for tonight's show. Last time out, you played another great team. It's been kind of the theme of the season with a really tough schedule. Number 22, Colorado School of Mines, and you had a great first quarter, really came out with a ton of effort and had these guys down 3-0 for a while. Great early game for you.
Yeah, when you look at our start of our season, you know, I mean, I think the rankings will come out later on today, but I think that all four of our Division II teams we played are all ranked in the country. If Black Hills is not ranked, they are undefeated right now. But started strong on some games. Other games, we kind of waited through things and stuff, and I was really happy with how our guys started the game. We put a huge emphasis on it in practice, was, you know, go out there and execute our game plan. And, you know, I thought on offense and defense, we did a really good job that first quarter going out and executing it. We knew that if we can give them time, we could throw deep. And I thought that our guys, when we did protect, we were able to throw deep. And when you look at on Saturday, some of our positives, one of the positives was we were able to, you know, get that deep ball. And that's how we scored on those first two opportunities in that first quarter.
Coach, it surprised Sam and I in the booth a little bit when they came out and threw a lot of those wide receiver quick sideline passes, and as opposed to handing it to their Harlan Hill candidate, Michael Zeman, and just trying to hammer the ball, running. Did that surprise you guys very much? The defensive backs were ready for what they brought and really did a good job on those edge passes.
You know, I mean, when you look at Colorado School of Mines as a game plan, I mean, it's going to be run the ball and then take what they give you on passing and then play great defense and great special teams. And that's been their philosophy. I mean, last year they finished third in the country. This year they've only lost to two teams. They were both, one of them's ranked second in the country, the other's ranked third in the country, and they lost to both of them by less than a touchdown. And, you know, with saying that, our defensive front seven is pretty good. We feel like they can stop the run against, you know, anybody. And I think we held them to 116 yards. I think they were averaging right around 170 yards on the season.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at positives there, I thought that, you know, positively wise, you know, over the past three or four seasons, this was the best we've held them to the run. And so then what happens is when the run gets stopped, then they want to try to get some guys out of the box and they do those quick passes. I thought that, you know, as the game progressed, we were able to, you know, make some more adjustments, but you know, I think a positive was stopping that run.
Coach Long with us on our Tuesday night program. Let's take a peek at the offense. You were coming into this game, Coach, with a bit of a surprise. I'm sure a lot of the fans in the stands were very surprised not to see Mason Hamilton out there. Came as a late midweek announcement, at least to the team, and then to us on basically game day, that Preston Pearson was going to be the starter because Mason is out for the season with an injury. So Preston, redshirt freshman, gets his first career start. How do you think he handled the situation at quarterback and played on Saturday?
You know, the injury bug's been hard on us this year, and, you know, these first four games, and it hit us again this last week. But when you look at Preston, you know, in the spring, you know, when one of the benefits is, one of the things we've been real lucky with is that, you know, Dalton Holst, he didn't, I don't know if he missed a game due to an injury in his career. I'm almost 90% sure he never missed a game in his career. And he's a tough guy. He took some hits, you know, and those things. But this year we knew that, you know, we needed to find his replacement. And so we had three, you know, quarterbacks we brought in. And we also brought in another freshman kid on scholarship. And thank goodness we did, because we're now on number three. And Preston came out, you know, against a top 10 defense in the country. They're a D-line that gets after it. And, you know, the week before they had five sacks on Pueblo. They also had a lot of sacks on us this week, and Preston was getting hit. And, you know, even with that, he was still able to, like I said, we thought that we could take advantage of the deep ball if we could protect. And every time we protected, we were 100% on getting that deep ball. And I thought that Preston did a great job with that. The other part is that, you know, there's a lot of misdirection in our offense, and there's a lot of reading type plays. And did he have his freshman mistakes? Yeah, he had some freshman mistakes. But for the most part, you know, he did a great job. And you know, as the year goes on and this last game, you know, it gave him valuable tools to be able to use, you know, moving forward and valuable things that he needs to continue to learn from to make himself a better quarterback.
We've talked in the spring, in the fall, in this season about how Preston was in the mix for that starting job in the spring, and then Heath B. Miller and Mason Hamilton battled it out in the fall. There can be a tendency in football when you're battling for number one and you fall down to number three, especially in D1, some guys will say, all right, that's it, I'm done. They'll transfer, or they'll just kind of quit trying, or they won't pay attention. Watching the game and hearing you talk, sounds like Preston really knows, hey, I got to be game ready, and he's always ready to jump in there should it be for an injury or whatever, and his future even with CSC at quarterback, he's a game ready guy, and he never gave up despite not being named QB1.
Yeah, you know, he's a terrific athlete, and he stayed here over the summer and got himself, you know, his body, you know, he got himself ready physically and as a freshman, and he took some reps versus Western State at quarterback, but he'd been taking reps all year. We've been putting him at some Y, kind of a fullback type player, inside receiver, and so he'd been getting game reps. We'd also been putting him on special teams. We just wanted to utilize him, so that was really good for us, you know, and for him to know, you know, that wasn't the very first time he stepped out on the football field that he figured out he can play on the field there. So you know, proud of him, and we're going to need him to continue to grow. We're going to need him to continue to get better, and we're going to need him to up front. Protect him so he's able to process things, and that's the, you know, the plan moving forward.
Yeah, tough, smart, talented. It really was fun to watch him play, and an exciting look at Preston Pearson as what he got done the other day, and looking forward where he might be able to take this team. The second quarter, Coach, it got us again. Mines with three touchdown passes and then the 24-9 lead that they built at the half. And you talked about it after Western, that darn second quarter. Something about it.
I'm speechless on it, Dave, it's the thing that's got to get fixed in the second half of the season. This time we gave up a big return on punt, then we came out and then we punted it in the back of our shields' heads, then we came out and we threw an interception, then at the very end we had a sideline warning which put one of our coaches that put us into, you know, field goal range, and you know it just was one issue, and then it just kept compounding, and then after that we go and we play a football game, and but against these type of teams that we're playing, you cannot do that. Dave, I wish I could just put my thumb and just say it needs to stop, and I can tell you our punt team, we're working it about 40 minutes a week. That's one play, and we are working it 40 minutes a week, and we have our top players on that team, and we got to continue to work on our attention to detail. We got to, you know, continue to you know, take advantage of the things that the teams are giving us, and we got to go out and we got to execute on it. And Carlisle Mines, they have a great returner. Their guys, you know, did a great job blocking on the punt return, and you know, we just got to go out and we got to execute it. And Dave, I mean, that's on Monday morning when I talked to the team, and then I reiterated to the seniors when we talked to our captains, and the captain's the same thing. We just got to fix it, and that's something that if we're going to have success in the second half of the season, this is the thing that has to change immediately, because that's something that is costing us, and it costs us big in these beginning of these first four or five games.
Coach, when you got into the next part of this game, it's the second half.
Yeah.
You're in this football game still, 24-9, momentum on Mines' side, but you're still right there at halftime. What kind of stuff did you want to try and do to contain the offense they began to put together at that point in the second half, and then maybe get that score and flip the momentum?
You know, offensively, we were trying to find a consistent run, and I've talked about this numerous times on the radio, but consistent run, we're trying to find something that can get us 4 yards, like an NFL-type game. Their defense is really good. They've been shutting everybody down in the run game, and they did turn us one-dimensional. They stopped our run and turned us one-dimensional, where we had to pass every play and to have success, and when they did that, to us, then now they can bring their blitzes and dial up and bring pressure on us, and had us in more of a wheeling type of where we weren't protecting our quarterback like we needed to. But, you know, that was what our goal was coming out in half. We had to find a consistent run where we could, you know, hit some quick hitters, downhill runs where we can take advantage of both of their A-gaps being open. And then we needed to continue to throw some shots because the deep shots were working. It worked pretty much the whole game. But then we need to protect. You know, defensively wise, we still want to just continue to stop that run and take what they're giving us. And, you know, in the second half, you know, we kept battling. I thought we played a good second half. We just got to take that dang second quarter out. And, you know, we're in a game where we have a chance to win at the end.
Coach, let's look at some players to highlight. We've already mentioned Preston in the football game. Who else would you like to highlight after you've watched the film, looked at it, and seen who did some things you really enjoyed seeing on Saturday?
You know, Alante had a really, I mean, he just was beating the DBs, you know, really well. He was getting behind them. I know he had a couple big catches. Grant Swenson had a big catch also. I thought Dorian Collier played one of his better games this week, and, you know, against a really strong defense. He ran downhill, did what he was coached. I was happy with him. Defense, Xavier Harrell's put together two outstanding games. I mean, when you look at him, I think he is our highest rep getter. It's either him or Dax Girardi. They're on the field the most out of all of our players.
Yeah.
And with special teams and defense, and they're just football players. And I thought Xavier has had two really big games. And then I was really proud of our front seven. They've done a really good job, especially with just holding us on defense, holding them to only 116 yards. Because even when they had a little success throwing the ball, but even when they have success, they still want to pound that ball. And I think they had one run that was right around that 25. If you could eliminate that run, now we got them underneath 100 yards. So, you know, I just thought our front seven played really well. And we're going to need them to, you know, going into the second half of the season also. Tom Thomas is a name that we have been saying weekly. He won the hammer this week. I just can't say enough about him, Dave. Dave, he was a walk-on going into the season. He was a guy that was really, you know, just a light player, you know, coming out of high school. He got his body ready to play college football in his redshirt year, and he just has a knack. And guys like that, they find their way on the field through special teams. Then all of a sudden, they show confidence in special teams. Then they start finding more reps on offense or defense, and he did exactly that. And he is playing like we need our guys to play, and really proud of him. So I think he's another name that needs to be talked about.
Sure, Tommy has had a really nice breakout season. And why did the guys pick him for special teams? What did they cite, as it's a team award, what did they cite that they wanted to vote Tommy for that hammer this week?
You know, on punt team, after that big return, he came down and absolutely depleted the guys, one of them's cool hits. Dave, we have not been playing our special teams like we need to be playing them. You know, and the guys know that, our team knows that, and Tommy's been one of those guys that's just been real solid every week, and then also he's been a solid player for us. And that's why Tom Thomas has been you know, voted for hammer, because of his consistent play, and a guy that we can rely on, and a guy that we're going to need moving forward in the second half of the season.
Shadron State head coach Jay Long on our weekly Tuesday Jay Long Show, talking Eagle football. We look at the injuries next, coach, and a lot of them this year. The theme, unfortunately, continues with this last game. Where are we at with several of the guys?
You know, Dave, there's certain things that I hate talking about, because when you're looking and you talk about, that's what you dwell on, is those guys, and we need to be focusing on the next guy up mentality. But we have been banged up, and we are banged up, and we took some more bangs this week, and, you know, Friday we'll be talking a little bit more. But we've lost, you know, we lost a couple more starters. We'll know more after today because they're getting their MRIs and that type of stuff. But I know this, Dave, the guys that we put out there are going to be guys that are going to be fighting, you know, to turn this thing around in the second half of the season.
Absolutely. We'll get, like you said, more, coach, before the game Saturday. Hopefully you get some more good news and that some of those guys can come back, or maybe not as serious. Let's finish up with our look ahead at Saturday's game, coach. The schedule finally lightens up a little bit. Fort Lewis is next Saturday in Durango. Beautiful time of year to go to the Colorado Mountains. And boy, the Skyhawks struggling at 0-4. This looks like a game where CSC could find its first win.
You know, both of us are struggling right now. And I can tell you that, you know, going into the second half of the season, it's all about, you know, just, you know, finishing and finishing strong. And I think that these first four or five games have been able to show us some things. You know, every defense we play has been one of the top defenses in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, offensively, we've seen some really dynamic players. And it's made our guys, you know, given our guys a ton of learning experiences and a ton of things that we got to build off of and utilize going into the second half. And our guys' mindset, you know, getting on this bus needs to be that, you know, we're going out there, we're going to go out and execute that game plan and do the things that we've been, you know, doing well in games and doing it for four full quarters. And, you know, Dave, the second part is we've got to finish this thing strong, and it all starts on Saturday. And really, I say it starts on Saturday, you know, for our game, but it starts, you start on Monday during our meetings. Then it started on Tuesday, you know, in our meetings and in our install and in our practice. And it's all about that urgency of going out there and executing the game plan. And that's what our goal is, you know, throughout this season.
We'll bring Jay back on the pregame, of course, fans. We can get into the details of CSC and Fort Lewis in this matchup. Tune in early for our show on 11:15 on Saturday. Kickoffs at 12 o'clock, CSC at Fort Lewis. Coach Long, as always, on Tuesdays here in the studio for the Jay Long Show. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and appreciate everybody listening. Go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268. Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.